The Mishnah tells us in the Beis Amaralef, in the case of Arayos, Potro Sarosein, Tzara Sarosein, Min HaChalitza, Min HaYibum. And the Gemara asks in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that why is it necessary to emphasize both Yibum as well as Chalitza? If the Mishnah would have said that there is no Yibum, why would that not have been sufficient? The Gemara says as follows. One would think that maybe this is only a problem regarding Yibum because there's an Isser Erva, but the Torah would demand Chalitza. So the Mishnah tells us that certainly is not the case. Potro Soroseyen Min HaChalitza Min HaYibum, to tell us an overarching principle that kola ol yibum ol chalitza. If yibum yes, then chalitza, and if not, then not. And this is a sugya that you find later on Daf Chof Amud Aleph, where the Gemara explains at greater length. It seems so obvious from the pasuk im lo yachpots. Chalitza is considered to be an option because the yavam exercised discretion. The yavam decided not to undergo yibum. But if in principle yibum is impossible, then there is no halacha of chalitza. So the Gemara tells us that's true when it comes to arayos, clear. The Gemara tells us that's true when it comes to tzaral serva as well. There is no yibum, there is no chalitza. The Gemara will tell us later, a sugya and daf yir aleph, that this is true when it comes to a case of a sota vadai, that's the sheet of Rashi and Tosus, that when it comes to an eshes ishizinsa, there is no possibility of yibum, tumak siva karayos. And in a case of a sota vadai, again, we're going to apply the principle of kosh eno ol yibum, eno ola lechalitza. And in such a case, there is no chalitza as well. That is the shita, Rashi, Tosus, Daf Yud Aleph, against the shita saraivid. There you're not dealing with a blatant iser erva, but you're dealing with an eshes ishizinsa. And that's a further application of eno ol yibum, ola chalitza. The very next daf on Daf Yud Beis, the sugya that we discussed earlier, eilanis. There is no yibum. After all, the pasuk says asher teled is prat la'ilanis. Tosus points out yavam astav chafam at aleph to ramaskel yavo that it doesn't mean that the yavama have to be capable of having a child. This yavama can be an elderly woman in her 80s and 90s, but prat la'ilanis, if you're dealing with one that la'olam she could never have had a child, in such an instance there is no yibum. Maybe one could argue, okay, there is no yibum, but at least have chalitza. No, that's another example that we apply the principle of kol sheino ol yibum in lo chalitza, even in cases clearly, where there was no kudushei tos whatsoever. Let's assume, for example, the Baal was aware she was an islandist and the kudushin was done nonetheless with that in mind on askein, but there is no yibum, there is no chalitza. Even there, the Gemara applies on Daf Yud Beis the principle of eino ol yibum ola chalitza. A sugya that we'll have to see much later. What about a case of me'uberes, daf lamed hey, daf lamed vav, a woman whose husband dies and she now is expecting. If she is expecting, that look, can you have yibum at that particular time? I know yibum could be very, very risky because if she's going to give birth to a ben kayama, in such a case, that's nisra of eshesach. But let's assume the following. You have a case of a me'uberes, shehipila, me'uberes, let's say chalitza was done, chotzel muberes v'hipila. What exactly would the halacha be in such an instance? We'll see the sugya, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Abai, and Rava. But Rava applies the principle as well, that kosha eino ola yibum, eino ola la chalitza. You can't have yibum right now in a case of a woman who is muberes. And in such a case, okay, no yibum, but at least perform the chalitza. Rava says that, look, what's true of Yibum should be true of Chalitza, based on our sugya and Daf Gimel, kol she'eino ol Yibum, ola Chalitza. In that particular case, again, there could very well be a Zika. It's a case of Hipila. There is a Zika, but nonetheless, Rava's willing to apply that principle of kol she'eino ol Yibum, ola Chalitza. And in the very beginning of the Mesechta, Stani Machlokes, the Ramban, the Rashba, what about a case of a Balas Tanai? Let's assume, for example, a woman is married, and the Baal gives her a get, but you know what? The get is, amanash lo tinasei leploni. The get, yes, as long as you don't marry that person. She doesn't marry that person. The get would be batel. No, she marries the person's brother. And all of a sudden, the brother dies. And now, yibum. But al yedei yibum, what do you mean? Nases ki ishto lechodavar. If yibum is done, she's married to that person. You know what that means? The get is batel mafreya. It means that the second marriage was not a marriage. It means that woman is an Eshes Ish. So can Yibum take place? Yibum cannot take place. After all, if Yibum were to take place in such a case, that would be an Issa D'Oraisa Eishes Ish. But right here and now, there's an absolute full Zika. What would preempt the Zika? After all, why is the Zika impaired? You have a woman, again, whose husband dies. There are no children, of course. There's considered to be a Zika. But you know what? Practically speaking, if Yibum is done, that'll wreak havoc. It means the get is batel mafreya. So what exactly is the loch in such a case? You know, Yibum, never. Chalitza. The Ramban writes, and Abbeis, no. Ain't all the Yibum. In Ola Chalitza. In such a case, no Chalitza in that case as well. And the Rashba disagrees and argues, what do you mean? The Zika is fully intact. It's true that if you proceed with Yibum, all of a sudden now, the second Ishus is Baka, and the Get is Batel, and she's an Ishus Ish, but nonetheless, the Zika indeed is intact. So the Rashba writes, in such an instance, no Yibum, but yes, Chalitza. And even that Ramban, we'll have to discuss at length, who says, no Yibum, no Chalitza, Tzaros. The Ramban writes, there is no Tur Tzaros in such an instance. So these are just simply the cases where the Gemara will apply the principle of Eino Ol Yibum, Ol HaChalitza. Rabbi Chanan adds in the Kobet Tzaros and Simen Hey, there are two different Hagdaras. One Hagdara is where the Zika is impaired. In a case of Arayos, the Zika is impaired. In other cases, maybe the Zika can be fully intact, except that there's something else. Sometimes min hachutz, an external factor like a tnai, that prevents Yibum from taking place, and that can trigger an Isser Erva, Eishes Ish. Is it so obvious in those cases we apply the principle of Eino Ol Yibum, Ol HaChalitza? So when you start doing the sugyas, you have to work out all those cases. When do we apply this overarching principle of Eino Ol Yibum, Ol HaChalitza? And then you get to the sugya and Davchav, a Mishnah Mefureshes that tells us that is not always the case at all. There are clear cases where, even though Yibum no, Chalitza yes. Let's say you have, for example, an Isser Kedusha. You know what? That because of a certain Kedusha that the Yavam has, so therefore there's no possibility of Yibum. What is halacha in Isser Kedusha? Choletzes ve'eno misabez. Let's assume, for example, that you know what? A Kohen is married, and the Kohen dies, and there are no children. Ooh, but this brother is a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol cannot go ahead and marry an Almana because of the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol. It's true that the Isser is Noveya from the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol, but Echadol v'Echadla, there's an Isser on him, there's an Isser on her, there's an Isser, of course, of Almana the Kohen Gadol. Oh, so in such a case, Yibum, no? But the Mishnah tells us, Chalitza. Chalitz indeed is done. How can that be? What happened to the principle of Eino Ol Yibum, Eino Ol LeChalitza? So Rav Gidol Marav tells us a stunning drasha. You know what? The Pasuk tells us clearly. You have a situation of Yibum. And Lakacha says Yivimta. No? After all, that the next step is Yibum, next step is Chalitza. And all of a sudden, no. Va'osi Yivimto Hashan. Why does the Pasuk have to repeat the word Yivimta? You know what? Lo yach potzish, lakachas es yivimtu. Let the posuk say, va'olsa hashara, va'olsa hashara. What does it have to say, yivimtu hashara? Isn't it obvious, yivimtu hashara? Rav Gidom Rav tells us an incredible drasha. You know what? Yivimtu. This yivama, yes. There's yibum, there's chalitza. But yesh lecha yivama acheres. But there are cases that you have of yivama where that's not true. Yibum no, but chalitza, yes. A posuk. Yibum no bechalitza, yes. Even though the Muskel Rishon is that Eino Ol Yibum is Ol HaChalitza, that's clear. Yachbots, that's true. But Rav Gidol Rav says that, you know what, there's a Pasuk. The Pasuk has a limitation. Yivimto. In a case of Yivimto, then yes. But Yesh Tocha Yavama Acheres. There are other cases where indeed that's not true. What would that case be? Where Yibum no bechalitza, yes. Oh, so the Gemara says very simple. Let's say that case of Aman LeKohen Gadol. So let's start with the following. You know what? The couple just got married. And this Kohen marries a woman. There is Eris and there is no Nisuin. And then he dies. So therefore, she is Nofelis Yibum to the brother. The brother is a Kohen Gadol. What Isser indeed would that be? That's an Isser Lav. Aman LeKohen Gadol. That's Chayvei Lavim. That's similar to a Grusha LeKohen Hedyot. That's Chayvei Lavim. Okay? Oh, so the Gemara wants to tell us the following. That's the Pasuk. That's the pasuk of Yibim Tov. In that case, there cannot be Yibum, but nonetheless, there is Chalitza. So the Gemara is bothered. Why is it so obvious in that case that there is no Yibum? There's an Isser Lav that stands in the face of Yibum. But wait a second. There's a mitzvah of Yibum, and we are going to embark on the lengthy sugya of Esed Ochalos Aseh. So let the mitzvah of Yibum be docha the Isser of Amana, Amana Lekoin Gadol. There's an Isser Lav of Amana Lekoin Gadol, but there's a mitzvah of Yibum. And therefore, one of the principle of Esed Ochalos Aseh. So how can you say there's a pasuk, a din daraisa, that tells us that Yibum no, but Chalitza yes? What do you mean midaraisa Yibum no? Midaraisa, absolute Yibum. Because of Esed Ochalos Aseh. The Gemara says, you're right. Midaraisa, in that case of Amana Min Ha'eris in the Kohen Gadol, we would apply the principle of Esed Ochalos Aseh, and in such a case, Yibum indeed would occur. But now what? Now what? What would we allow? So we're going to see the sugyas of Esed Ochalos Aseh that, you know what? Esed Ochalos Aseh, let's assume Kipshuta, we'll have to see who, Ramban, Rabbi Natan, but that's not the form of Hutra. You know, push comes to shove. That's a classic example of Duchuya. And Duchuya applies where it's Yev Shalakayim Shneyim. Esed Ochalos Aseh is going to allow you to do that which is absolutely necessary, that which is absolutely essential. So if I am going to allow Yibum based on a principle of Esed Ochalos Aseh, because you know what? This is an Almana Min HaEris in the Kohen Gadol, what am I going to allow? Only that which is crucial for Yibum, meaning Yivam Yavalel. What exactly does that mean? Yivam Yavalel, Machlokas Tosos and Rashba, Tosos Reis Mefurish, no, Yivam Estav Chav Mabez, only Tchilas Bia. The bare minimum, nothing more. Wow. Only Tchilas Bia. Oh, that Tosus I just mentioned before? Yivamos Chaf Manaf Emascha Yavo, Tchilas Bia. Tchilas Bia is never going to result in Bahaya Bechora Shertele. So how can you say that Yibum will be fulfilled with Tchilas Bia? So that's exactly where Tosus writes. Bechora Shertele is Pratla Einlinis. But it doesn't even require the type of Maisa Bia that necessarily will result in giving birth to a child. And therefore, if there's a competing Yisr, all we're going to allow is Tchilas Bia and nothing more. And the Rashba disagrees. The Rashba writes, no, that you know what? We're going to treat the entire Ma'isa Bia as a single act, and therefore, that will embrace even Gemar Bia. A technical machlokas tos in the Rashba, that if you're going to apply the principle of Esed Ochalos Aseh to Yibum, do we only allow Tchilas Bia, or do we even allow Gemar Bia? But everyone agrees, beyond that, you're done. What does done mean? Nasa Sishul Chadova, you're married. You know what that means? Divorce. Abir Rishona, and then separate. So even though Midaraisa, there would be a way of going ahead and doing so, it's true, invoking an Esed Ochalos Aseh. But you know what? The Esed Ochalos Aseh is going to be very, very limited. Tchilas Bia, maybe Abir Rishona, certainly beyond that, that is not allowed. In such a case, Midrabanan, Gozra, Birishona, what to be a Shniyah? The Chachamim said, no. No Yibum, Chalitza. Midaraisa, you could do Yibum. So that really is not a violation of Eino Ol Yibum Ol Chalitza. It is Ol Yibum. Midaraisa, Yibum indeed could be done in a case of an Amana Min Erisin, that's clear. Midrabananat, but Midrabananat means there's a Zika, and in order to be Machia, the Zika, of course. Chalitza is considered to be that which is indeed necessary. So those are stunning models after real. We're talking about an Isser Lav, an Esed Ochalos Aseh. And the Isser Lav is only going to be Paka for Bibishon. And Eishes Ach is Paka Lagamre. Eishes Ach is Paka Lagamre. Ooh, that's a Tosus Yishonim and Davches. That sounds very unusual. You're dealing with Arayos and Isser of Eishes Ach, and Yibam lifts the Isser entirely. And when it comes to Amana Mina Eris in the Kohen Gadol, we only allow minimally. That Isser is an Isser Kal compared to the Isser of Eishasach. Ooh, that's the question that Rishonim work on, and we have to work on it length. Ooh, that Rashban, Kedush, Nadav, Chafaf, Mabez, Hutra, Duchuya, and the like. Maybe we can't compare Aman Lekoin Gadol to the case of Eishasach and Yibum in and of itself. Okay, but Amanam and Eris in the Kohen Gadol. So in such an instance, Midaraisa, there is Yibum. And therefore, of course, there will be Chalitza as well. Okay. So I'll ask you the following. So if that really is true, so you have a case of an Isser Kedusha, where Yibum can't take place because of the Kedusha of the Yavam. In that case, ooh, he's a Kohen Gadol. But really, Midaraisa, yes. Really, Midaraisa, yes. Midrabanan, not. Okay. But, you know, you finish that sugya and the Chafam Beis. What about the drush of Ragidim Arav? That sounded so compelling, no? The Pasuk says, Yevimto, 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 this Yevama, Yimon Chalitza, which clearly implies, Yesh Lecha Yevama Acheres. But there are examples where that's not true. Yibum no ber Chalitza, yes. What happened to that drasha? The Gemara suggests, the Kohen Gadol Amana. The Gemara says, no, that's only a Dinder Rabbanan, because Gazra be Rishona to be a Shnia. But you know what? Midaraisa would be Yibum. Okay, so you take a step back, and so what happened? What happened to that drasha of Gidim Arav? It sounds quite compelling. The cost of limits. Yivimto, Yivimto. So what do you do with that? So the Gemara doesn't comment. Oh, that's the Tosus. You've almost have Chaf in the days, where Tosus writes, well, of course the drasha of Gidim Arav is something that is so profound and so significant and so transformative. It's not going to apply in a case of an Almana min ha'erisin. Because Almana min ha'erisin, I'll apply the principle of Esedo Chalos Esay. So I can't apply that pasuk midaraisa to that case. But Tosa says, let's just go a step further. Let's assume, for example, a Kohen marries and they're fully married. It's an Almana min ha'nisuin. An Almana min ha'nisuin. An Almana min ha'nisuin, all of a sudden the husband dies, the brother is a Kohen Gadol. Wait a second. There's an Isser Lav Havana Kohen Gadol, but there's an essay. There's an essay of Besul Yikach. There's an essay of Besul Yikach. Now, for this Kohen Gadol to go ahead and do Yibum, what do you mean that would fly in the face and a Lav and an essay? A Lav and an essay. And you remember, no, Beit Zedav Ches. Ein essay dochalos ha-sev essay. Ein essay dochalos ha-sev essay. That does not work. You can't apply the principle of essay dochalos ha-sev. Here you have a case of Lav and essay. Oh, so Tosus writes, the magnificent Kiddush. One line in Tosus. And then Tosus adds two words, which is a Kiddush al Gabe Kiddush. Tosus says, I'll give you another example. Chavi essay. Let's assume what stands in the face of Yibum is an essay, is an essay. Ein essay do kese? My ul mahai mahai. We have to spend a lot of time on that. No? What is Tosus talking about? No? A mitzri, Roshlishi Yavo. There you're not going to help some of the principle of Dechiyah, not for now. But those couple of words of Tosus of Chaviesi is a stunning Kiddush. But Tosus tells us the following, you know what? Don't think that that drush of Gidom Arav was rejected. That drush of Gidom Arav is profound. Yesh l'cha yavam acheres. The suggestion that it should be a case of an Almana Meir is saying, no, that's not going to work because that midaraisa is Oli Ibum. But in a case of an Almana min hanisuin, where in the face of Yibum you have a Lav and an essay, and Ein essay dochalosa say the essay, in such a case, there you can't have Yibum. There you cannot have Yibum. Oh, so I'm going to argue that, you know what? So don't do Chalitza. If Ein ol Yibum, Elo Chalitza, no, that's Yesh l'cha yavam acheres. And in that particular case where the Kohen dies, the brothers of Kohen Gadol, Choletzes, Beinam Yisab Emes, wow. So it's a case where Yibum cannot be done, and that Boshub Shat is a Dindaraisa, cannot be done. But nonetheless, you have a drasha of Yevimto that tells us Chalitza indeed is necessary. Oh, so that's one of the cases, Chavi Lavim Ve'esei, where Yibum no, but Chalitza absolutely yes. That's what the Magen Mishnah writes as a Shita of the Bahag as well. The Magen Mishnah, Perek Vav, Hilchos Yibum writes, that Tosus, that's the Shita of the Bahag, and that is when you have cases of so therefore, there is no Yibum Midaraisa, but nonetheless, Chalitza indeed is necessary. We're going to have to add to the list. We discussed a case of a Sota Vadai. A Sota Vadai, no? That's a Sugyan Daf Yud Aleph. What about a case of a Sota Safek? That's a Sugyan Sota Daf Hema Beis Daf Avman Aleph. In a case of a Sota Safek where there is Kinui in Stira, there is, well, we're going to assume that Choletzes Ve'enam Isya Bemes. That's another case. Choletzes ve'eno misya bemes. We'll have to discuss the case of machshu grush aso. Choletzes ve'eno misya bemes. There are cases of choletzes ve'eno misya bemes. How does that fit with the broader overarching principle of eno libum and ala chalitza. Okay, so Tosfos tells us this beautiful chiddush. You know what? There is a drasha b'vimtav, and that drasha is chai v'kayim lahalacha. That certainly is true, and therefore Tosfos, I'll give you a blatant example, and that's the instance of aman l'kohen gadol min hanisuin ein esei dochalosa seva esei. Oh, and in such a case, there would be no yibam midaraisa, but there is chalitza. Could one argue that maybe that's not true? That's not true. So I'll tell you an incredible shita. This is a chedushei haran in Sanhedrin daf yud ches. Whoa, yikar hametzias. Tosfos is bothered. Yivamos daf hey. Let's assume the following: a person is a metzora. Part of the Taras HaMetzora involves Giluach. And that means that, you know what? That the Metzora has to shave in a manner in which that would be forbidden, Min HaTorah. After all, that there are regulations for Peyas HaRosh and Peyas HaZakan. All of a sudden, the Metzora, as part of the process, is engaging Giluach. How indeed is that possible? Maybe one could argue as follows, that you know what, okay, the mitzvah of Taras HaMetzora is doche and iser lav, ufasa kanam lo yigalechu. The Gemara raises, hey, Amar Aleph, the following. Ooh. Let's assume, for example, a Kohen is a mitzvah. Is a Kohen allowed to engage in such a giluach, ufasa kanam lo yigalechu? Obviously not. That's the very beginning of Parshas Emor. Well, remember last year's Sicha in Parshas Emor? That's unusual, no? That in Parshas Emor, where the Torah is speaking about the Kedusha of the Kohen, the Torah tells me, Ufasa kanam l'yigalechu. That sounds very unusual. I understand you're a Kohen, be careful. The nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. Don't be metam and amazed. I get it. No, you're a Kohen. There's unique iser to the Kohen. Do not be matam of the maze. Ufasa kanam l'yigalechu. No man is allowed to do that. Why would that be written in Parshas Emor? Parshas Emor. What do you mean? You're a Kohen b'shomer Shabbos. You're a Kohen kikosher. And Enochinami, the end of the Haftorah. Right? In Parshas Emor. No. You're a Kohen. Kol nevelo treflo yoklo akohen. Be careful of what you eat. Of course be careful of what you eat. Now, why is this mentioned? So the Gemara of Amos Daf Hey, an incredible chiddush. You know what? If a Yisrael engages in Giluach, it's a lav. But if a Kohen engages in Giluach, it's not just a lav. It's also an essay of Kedoshim Yiyu. Wow. You know what that means? That's an incredible Musar Haskel. It means you're a Kohen, you have a higher Kedusha. That higher Kedusha expresses itself not only in Avoda and Tuma. That higher Kedusha expresses itself even in shared Isurim. It's a more chamor avera for a Kohen to engage in Giluach than a Yisrael to engage in Giluach. Yisrael engages in Giluach, that's a lav. A Kohen who engages in Giluach, it's a lav and an essay. A lav and an essay. That's an important hashkafa. Well, the higher the bar, no? You know what it means? That the avera is more chamor even for shared Isurim. That's important. Okay? Oh, so what happens if a Kohen is a Metzora, he engages in Giluach? The mitzvah of Taras HaMetzora allows Giluach. Isn't that a clear example of essay? Dochalosa, save essay. Giluach for a Kohen is lav than essay. And yet the Kohen is Megaleach, if the Kohen is a Metzora. So that should be a clear indicator that essay Dochalosa, save essay. That's not my kasha. That's the Gemara Yivamos and Dafei. You know what the Gemara answers? You're right. Sometimes, esse dochalosa save esse. But not always. Sometimes. What's the sometimes? If you're dealing with a lav that, relatively speaking, is an israkal. What do I mean by an israkal? It's not universal. It's an isr which is inoshalabakal. The Gemara assumes if you have an isr that's universal, that means it's more chamor. If you have a selective iser, relatively speaking, that's more kal. Giluach. Giluach is a lav sheno shavu b'kol. Men yes, women not. It's a lav shenoshov b'kol. So you cannot prove from giluach that esei docholosa say the esei, because the model of giluach of taras hametzer of the kohen, you're talking about a case where there's an esei juxtaposed against the lav and esei shenoshov b'kol. So therefore, that's the Gemara. You cannot derive an overarching principle from Tara Sametzora that Esei Dochalosa Seve Esei. Oh, and that's exactly why Shabbos Tav Chof Dalet, Beis Adav Ches, that the Gemara says, Ein Esei Dochalosa Seve Esei, Tosos, Vamos Tefe. At least let me derive a principle, maybe not universal principle, but let me derive the following principle. Esei Dochalosa Seve Esei, Sheino Shavu Bakol. At least let me have that principle. I'm not going to have a principle, esse docholosa se vese, that would be overreaching. But at least let me have a more limited principle. If you have a case of an esse that flies in the face of a lav and an esse she'eno shava bako, at least let's assume esse docholosa se vese she'eno shava bako. Can you come up with such a case? Come up with such a case. That's exactly vamos tachav. The Kohen dies. His brother is a Kohen Gadol. There's a mitzvah of Yibum. Amana le Kohen Gadol. Amana le Kohen Gadol. That's a lav hashava b'kol. None of us are ever going to violate that isser of Amana le Kohen Gadol. No? It's only Amana le Kohen Gadol. Amana le Kohen Gadol. That's eno shava b'kol. Well, so Tosa says, let me at least derive from the case of Tara Samitzer of a Kohen that esse docholosa se vese sheno shava b'kol. And guess what? There should be Yibum midaraisa. There should be even midaraisa. Even if it's an amana, not mina erisin. Even an amana min hanisuin. So good. In this corner you have an essay, and in that corner you have a lav and an essay, amana le kohen gadol. Shein shava b'kol. Shein shava b'kol. Wow, wow. That's Tosfos' discussion. And Tosfos writes, that can't be. That can't be. That can't be. Tosfos writes an incredible teretz. We'll have to see. Hey, Madalev. Maybe that's not called a lav she'eno shava b'kol. Amana le kohen gadol. Amana le kohen gadol. That's not called a lav she'eno shava b'kol. How many in this room can violate this rav amana le kohen gadol? No one, no one. Why in the world is that? Tosfos writes the following chiddush. You know what? In order to label something as eno shava b'kol, you need like hagdara. You need a class exclusion. A class exclusion. This only applies to Kohen, it doesn't apply to Israel. This only applies to men, it doesn't apply to women. Amana le Kohen Gadol. Where's your class exclusion? No? The Aman also violates this. So it's not that the Isra Amana le Kohen Gadol is only for a Kohen Gadol. The Aman also violates this. The Amana is not a man. The Aman is not a Kohen Gadol. You see that this Isra can be violated by a woman. It can be violated by a non-Kohen. Even though you're right, percentage-wise, that there is a vast majority of people that can never violate this Isra of Amana le Kohen Gadol, we're not playing the odds. You need a class exclusion, a hagdara, in order to go in to label something as Lav Shena Shav B'Kol. So Tosfos writes a study in Kiddush, but that's called Lav Shena Shav B'Kol. You know what the Ran writes? You know what the Ran writes? Sadir Daf Yud Ches? Pretty stunning. The Ran writes, Tosfos' kash is true. Tosfos' kash is true. That midaraisa, there is yibum in an amana min hanisu in the kohen gadol, because esse dochalosa sevese sheno shava b'kol. That's mafurish in Ran. Enochinami. The Gemara Yavama Stav Chaf mentions the most obvious case of an amana min eris. But you know what? You learn the sugyas further, Yavama Sandaf Hey, and you see that there is an example of esse dochalosa sheno shava b'kol. Enochinami. So you know what the Chiddush Ran writes? There's Yibum Midaraisa in a case of an Amana Min HaNesu in the Kohen Gadol. Wow. So you can't apply the Pasuk of Yivimta to that case at all, because Yesh L'chavei HaMecheres, no, no, no. That is Oli Yibum. Wow, that's a stunning shita. But in the case of Amana L'Kohen Min HaNesu, there's Yibum Midaraisa. Let's assume it's Tosus Shita. Tosus Shita. There is no Yibum Midaraisa. We apply like Rover Shonim against that Chiddush Ran that Ein esse docholosa save esse. So now let me ask you the following question. Let's assume this Kohen Gadol does Yibum. He does Yibum. You know, I take this Kohen Gadol aside, and I say to him, what in the world? No, ein esse docholosa save esse. You know, How do you answer that? How do you answer that? You know, because, you know, they only learned 10 blot, you only got up to Daf Yud, you didn't come to Daf Chaf, you know. A lot of these yeshivas, they start with Daf Chaf. No, that's the minhag b'zman hazeh. No, they start with Daf Chaf. Like, how could you have done Yibum? Mistake. The Kohen Gadol says, what Isser did I violate? What Isser did I violate? No? The brother died, the brother's a Kohen. I shouldn't have done Yibum, because Ein Esei Del Chalos Esei Vesei. I admit I should not have done so. But what Isser do I violate? That's a pretty heavy issue. Now, whenever a person, you name this again, goes at and performs a mitzvah sasei, b'makam lo sasei vesei, what Isser does he violate? Shabbos Daf Chof Daleh. Yisarif kadshim b'yante. You're not supposed to do that. Ein Isser Del Chalos Esei, Beit Zedav Ches. A person engaged in a malacha for the purpose of kisei adam ayantif. You're not supposed to do that because ein esedo chalos esei. What is the repercussion? What is the onesh? What is the consequence of an asiya samitzu makam los esei vesei? Rabbi Kivir points out these are 2 days in Tosis. A Tosis kedushin daf lamed aleph and a Tosis in chulin daf kuf me aleph that are at odds. What are the possibilities? Tosus in Chulin Daf Kuf Mem Aleph makes a simple calculation. You know what? We have a principle. We're going to spend a lot of time on this. And we have a principle. And you know what my principle is called? Subtraction. You know? So you know what? The essay cancels out the lav. Oh, so I start with the lav and essay. I subtract the lav. And I have a balance. I have a remainder. You know what the remainder is called? An essay. That's Tosus and Chulin. Kuf Memalef Menalef. That's small Tosus. The Tosus writes, if a person would dare perform a mitzvah sasei, b'makom lo sasei v'essay, you know what he's guilty of? A bittul essay. Of lav. There's no lav. The essay is doche the lav. But there's still a chatzitza. Now there's an impediment of an essay. He's guilty of bittul essay. What's the great stunning chiddush of Tosas? Ein Elokim. Well, we're going to have to see. You can have an essay as an iser essay, but there's no malchus. Malchus is only when the Torah tells us explicitly, lo, yishomer, pener, au. If the Torah says, don't do something, but it's only an essay, the Kohen Gadol should not marry a ba'ula, you know what? Ein Elokim. So Tosus writes a stunning principle. Whenever a person, unfortunately, did the wrong thing, he violated the concept of Ein Esei Del Chalos Esei Vesei, Ein Eloki is guilty of a bittul essei. And that's against the Tosus and Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Tosus and Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph writes the following. Why is it that Ein Esei Del Chalos Esei Vesei? You know, we're going to come up with a principle of Ein Esei Del Chalos Esei Shish Bokaris. Why exactly is that true? Well, you'll tell me very simply. The Isser is so chamur. It's an Avera chamura. It's not nitan lidachos. You have a typical essay. You have a typical lav, essay dochalos essay. You have a lav that is an Isser chamur. Guess what? It doesn't budge. It gets hit by the essay. And bimkom omer, it doesn't budge. You know what that's called? Tosa says the following. Halav olim. The lav is bolstered, it's fortified, it's strengthened. It's not nitan lidachos. And Tosus writes the following. That's why. That's a Tosus Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph, that Ein Esei Del Chalos Esei Vesei. That act is an Avera Chamura, and that cannot be deflected. That remains. Whoa, that's steadfast. That's unbelievable, no? Rabbi Kiviger points out. In Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph, Rabbi Kiviger tells the Gilin HaShas, take a look at the Tosus and Chulin, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. You know what that horror is? It's against the Tosus. Because according to that, the lav doesn't budge. If the lav doesn't budge, Malchus Daraisa. Ein Esei Del Chalos Esei Vesei means not that the lav somehow is removed, but you have a kero, you have a balance, you have a remainder, your subtraction, you have an essay. It means halav olim. Halav olim means Malchus Daraisa. That's pretty heavy. Malchus Daraisa. Wow. So far, I'll tell you like a couple of possibilities, and that's this. Imagine the brother dies, and the Kohen Gadol goes ahead and does Yibum. According to Chiddush Yeran, that's an Issa Drabanan. That's Gazra Birishona to be Yishniya, in Issa Rabbana. According to Rav Hashem, that's an Issa Daraisa. But what exactly would the Issa be? Let's assume the following. According to Tosfos and Chulin, an essay of Bisliika. According to Tosfos and Kedush Lamb, no. It's an Isser of not only Bisliikach, it's an Isser love of Aman Lekoin Gadol. That is an Avera Chamura that is not Nitan Lidachos, and therefore it remains steadfast. And therefore, Malkus Daraisa. Those are three Shitas, no? Drabanan, Esse Los Esse, as well as Esse, no? What about a fourth Shita? What about a fourth Shita? This is all fine and good when you're talking about Ein Esse Dochalos Esse Vese. Ein Esse Dochalos Esse Vese. That I understand. So a person is Serif Kodesh B'Yantif. A person does Kisui Adam An Yantif. Okay, you know what? He did so Al Yedei Malacha B'Idna Ein Esse Dochalos Esse Vese. But Yibum. What about the following? The Kohen Gadol, he's doing Yibum. The Torah says no. The Torah says not to do Yibum. The Torah says, Ein Esse Dochalos Esse Vese. The Torah says, don't you dare to Yibum. Let me ask you the following. If the Torah says, don't you dare do Yibum, is the Isra of Eishes Achpaka? Is the Isra of Eishes Achpaka? The Isra of Eishes Achis Paka, when the Torah says, don't do Yibum. So this is like a stunning possibility. Even if the Torah says, don't do Yibum, not because of an Isra Erva, it's not like our Mishnah Daf Beis, that there's an erva which is involved. The Torah says don't do Yibum because. Now, let's say a sota safek, or let's say mashu grushasa, or let's say chav mavese among the kohen gadol. But the bottom line is the Torah says don't do Yibum. Do I really argue that if the Torah says don't do Yibum, that means that this Reish Asach is Paka, but don't do Yibum because of Lav and Esse? Or to argue, if there is no mitzvah Yibum because Ein Esse Docholos Esse Vese, this Reish Asach is not Paka. And that would mean this Kohen Gadol who did Yibum, he violated the Lav Sheish Bokares, and a Vlad will be a Mamzer. Whoa, no? That's a fourth Shita. No? The Ran, the Rabbanan, based on a Tosus and Kedushin, Lav Essay, Tosus Chulin, Essay, but maybe, no, Yibum. If the Torah tells you under these circumstances, don't you dare do Yibum, maybe there's an Isra Veshasach. And the Vlad indeed would be the Mamzer. That's a very heavy issue. That already is Safek in the Shar HaMelech, Bergvav, Vachos Yibum, a Parshish Drachim, in cases where the Torah says, don't do Yibum. But not because of Gili Arayos. But don't do Yibum midaraisa, don't do Yibum, that whole list of cases. Is there an Isra Veshasach? Wow. That's a very, very significant deun. Do I argue that, what do you mean? Haluchu dekai. Yibum is matu, there's a Veshasach, and there's a side Isser of a man of a Kohen Gadol. But what do you mean? Isra Veshasach is paka. To a brother who's not a Kohen Gadol, there's a mitzvah Yibum. There is a Zika. There's no Isra Veshasach. Or to argue, well, absolutely not true. If the Torah tells you midaraisa, don't do Yibum, why do you assume that this Isra Veshasach really is considered to be paka? That's a very heavy issue. When you go through the Masech, you have to look for rayas. In cases where Yibum cannot be done, but not because the Zika is inherently impaired, but rather because of, let's call it secondary Isurim, a Sota Safek, or Mashu Gerushasa, or cases of Enesid Ocholos Esevese, how does that affect the Isur of Eshesach? How does that affect the Isur of Eshesach? That's something which is stunning. And the Rishonim clearly weigh in. And take a look at the Rashba, Yevamos and Davchav, the Meiri and Davchav, Tosfos Yeshanim and Dav Gimel. They're clear indications from the Rishonim. Rashba has 2 days, the Meiri has 2 days, about whether Choletzes ve'enemi sebemes and enesed ocholosa sevesei. Is Chalitza midaraisa or is Chalitza only midarabana? The first 2 days in Rashba. The first 2 days in the Miriam. Here he mentions something which is stunning. Let's assume, for example, an incredible mirror, incredible mirror. Let's assume that this Kohen Gadol just decides to marry this one, B'toras Kedushin. B'toras Kedushin. Would I argue that this is a Rishasach, and there's no Tfisas Kedushin? Or would I argue, what do you mean? There's Tfisas Kedushin B'chavilah V'esim. A Kohen Gadol marries an Amana, they're married, they have to get divorced. A Kohen Gadol marries this Amana, B'toras Kedushin. The Mary writes the Kedushin's Chalm. Mary writes the Kedushin's Chalm. That's stunning. Clear, there's no Yisrael Rishasach. It's just Lav and Esay. Don't do Yibum. But you know what? But there would be Tfisas Kedushin. Before Shemir. And Avchav. Now, I'll tell you a stunning Rambam. Where is this Rambam? Whoa. Perek Dalach Abayz. Afel Chusmami. What is this Rambam? The Rambam writes the following. There are many requirements in order to be a candidate, right, for Zakein Mamre, you know. But a person who really qualifies, and he's more lasos kenegeda Sanhedrin, he's chayiv misa, and many, many different details. Now, what type of hora is necessary in order to argue that such a hora undermines the authority of Bezin HaGadol, and therefore the person is put to death? So the Rambam writes, Perek Dalach Hilchos Marmim, you have to have something that will involve an Isser Karis. They don't have to argue about an Isser Karis. But it has to be something in terms of its Hagdara, where it is an Isser Sheish Bo Karis. Wow. You know, the classic machlokas Rambam and the Ramban about Lo Sosur? Do you really violate the Lav Daraisa of Lo Sosur when you violate Yisurei Drabanan, Shorash Rishon, and Sefer HaMitzvahs? The Rambam writes, yes. The Ramban says, no. You know, you read through the Homa Racha, Lemaisa, what do they argue about? Look, everybody agrees you have to observe Din and Drabanan. That's not a machlokas the Rambam and the Ramban. No. And everybody agrees there are differences in the rest and the Rabbanan. The Ram does not argue Sveikah the Rabbanan is L'chumra. No? The Ram does not disagree with the Sugyam Sachem and Aptes of Tli when it comes to Din and the Rabbanan. So they all argue, but they agree on most things. What really is the Kunis Machlokas, the Ram and the Rabbanan? You know what the Machlokas is? Can a person be Chayiv Misa as a Zakin Mamre Daraisa for contesting the Koach HaChachamer regarding an Issa Rabbanan? That's the Machlokas, Ram and the Ramban. Where the Ram writes absolutely yes, because of Lo Sosur, and the Ramban writes absolutely not. Absolutely not. The Machlokas has to be regarding a Din D'Oraisa. If you're arguing with Bezin HaGadol regarding a Din D'Rabban, you're dead wrong, but you're going to be alive dead wrong. You're not going to be a Zakein Mamre. No, who is killed, that's not going to be the case. Zakein Mamre has certain Hagdaras, and the Ramban writes it has to be something where there is Kares. So it's not that we're arguing about the Isser Kares, but a ripple effect. So the Rambam gives us an incredible example. The Segniva Musandav. Yir Aleph of Sota. Sota Heimud Beis of Med Aleph. A case of Sota Suffolk. Guess what? This woman, there's Raglaim Ladavar. She didn't act appropriately. But you know what? There's certain conduct that is necessary in order to say, whoa, she is a Sota Safek, she is a Sura Labal, and now the next step is going to be Hashka. So, guess what? The Chachamim say, yes, no. And this Chacham is Moralasos Keneged HaSanhedrin. And this person disagrees. He's Moralasos Keneged HaSanhedrin whether this is a Sota Safek or whether it's not. They, Bezin HaGadol, says she's Muteres HaLabal, and he says the opposite. Or Bezna Garal Shoshis Asura Labal. He says the opposite. They're arguing whether this one is a suffix. So the Rambam writes, whoa, that meets my requirement of Kares. That meets my requirement of Kares. What do you mean Kares? She is a Sota. She's not a Sota. She's Asura Labal. There's no Issa Kares. There's no Issa Kares. You know what the Rambam writes? Of course there's a potential Issa Kares. Because if she's a Sota Suffolk, ain't a Nisya Bemes. And if she's Muteres, Nisya Bemes. That's the Rambam. That's stunning. That hidden Rambam, no? Dalet Beis and Mamre. The Rambam says, that meets the bar of Kares. Because an Afkamina, between Beis and Agadol Nizak and Ramre, is Yibum and Issa Kares. What exactly does that mean? No? You know what Poshup Shad, I guess the Rambam means? That if she's a Sota Safek, a Sota Safek is Asura al Habal, Yivamas Daf Yin Aleph. And if Asura al Habal, too much, I understand a lot. No. But there's an Isra Veshesach. There's an Isra Veshesach. If the Torah says don't do Yibum because she's a Sota Safek, if he would attempt Yibum, there will be Nisr of Kares. There will be Nisr of Kares. Kares of what? Kares of Eishasah. Kares of Eishasah. Wow. And if she's Muteres of Labal, there's a mitzvah of Yibum, there is no Kares. You know what? That sounds like they're clear. You know what? That in cases where there is no Yibum, even in a case of Safek Sota, or Choletzes ve'enem Yisya Bemes, but if Misya Bemis is an Ishisach, and therefore that would be an Isra Sheish Bakaris. That's something which is stunning. Wow. I'll make the following Ha'ara, and this requires work, a lot of work, no? You have to make your list of all the cases of Choletzes and Misya Bemis. And even if you accept that Rambam, maybe one could argue maybe that only applies in Sota. Who says that would apply in the case of Aman of the Kohen Gadol? What do you mean? In both cases, I'll tell you there's a fundamental difference, no? In a case of a Sota who is Asura Labal, you know what it means, Asura Labal? It means the Zika is impaired. The Zika is impaired. The Zika, to an extent, is an expansion of the issues. The Zika is impaired. Even if I accept that Rambam, maybe one could argue if the Zika is impaired, there's an Isra Veshesach. In a case where a Kohen is married to a woman and he dies, and the Zika is fully intact, but the brother happens to be a Kohen Gadol, I wouldn't say that you can derive from that Rambam that there's an Issur Kares in Aman of the Kohen Gadol. And Aman of the Kohen Gadol, I would tell you, you know what? That's an Issur Min Hatzad. Mashen Kane. Sota. Sota is Asur Labal. Maybe one could argue, Sota is Asur Labal, she's Asur Labal. The Zika is impaired, in which case, maybe there's an illustration. Wow. Rabbi Chanan Simon Gimel cites this Rambam and writes, you see from this Rambam that at least in the case of Sota, that even though Choletzes ve'enam Yisya Bemes, but nonetheless, there's an Isra Veshesach. And maybe one could argue that applies in all cases of Choletzes, or maybe it doesn't. So I'll talk about the cases. Machshu Grushaso, Chavlam Ve'esei. Wow. Rabbi Chanan writes that there was a correspondence with Rav Aaron Cutler. He writes, and he received the mikhtav of Rabbi Aaron Miklets, and he said, that's not pshat in the Rambam at all. That's not pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam Ruchas Marmon Dalet Beis means as follows. You have a case of a sota, and the halacha is that choletzes ve'en Yisya Bemes. Oh, there's a nafkamina regarding arayos. What's the arayos? Eishasach. Rav Aaron suggests the fact. Not Eishasach. You ready? Should we stop? Eishas ish. Yeah, if there's a mitzvah of Yibum, because she's not a suffix sota, There's a mitzvah of Yibum, and Nastas Gishlo Chodavim. Nastas, she's a fully married woman. She's an Ishish. And if she would be Mazana, that would be And it's Rabbi Yehuda Arayos. And if you assume that's not, that she is a sota, im balu lo kanu, the yibum is not chal, in which case we wouldn't say nasa she's a chodavar, and she's not an ishazish. That's this that the Rambam is referring to. When the Rambam writes, there's a potential of gili arayos when it comes to a machlokis regarding sota. It's not this erev eishasach, but it's erev eishasish. It's not the act of yibum. Maybe an achinami. Maybe the act of yibum will not involve eishasach, because eishasach is poka. But what is the effect of that maisa bia? If she's muteris alabal konu, she's an eishasish. If it's a case of suffix sota, then not. In which case, is she married or is she not married? That's a nafkamina regarding an Isser Chamor, an Isser Karis, an Isser Misa. Wow. So the Rambam writes that there's an Avera Chamura of Arayos that's at stake in Machlokas regarding a suffix sota, but a little bit unclear what Issa that is. I would say Poshub Shat, like a Bachana, no, Ishazach. And that's a Chiddush, at least in that case, when the Torah says don't do Yibum, it means that the Isser of Eishasach is bimkama omein. And that would be one leap after another to assume maybe that's true in other cases like chavilam vese, where I would argue, what do you mean? There the zika is fully intact. That's a side isser that is not. Or maybe one could argue the chiddush, even in a case of safik sota, the isser of Eishasach indeed is paka. And when the Rambam discusses the potential for a serious violation of gila rayos, it means the next steps. What happened as a result of Bolu, Kanu, Lo Kanu? Is she married to Yidav, or indeed, is she not? There's a lot to discuss.
Okay. I found this on
the web. I will tell you the following, and think about this. There is a Tosus, getting up in the Malach. Not for now, we'll take a look. What is the Chiyuv of the Yavama when it comes to you? Only the Yavama. What is the role of the Yavama when it comes to you? Why is that such an important aura? Because there is a Tosus, Gindaf Memalav Tosus, the three Terutzim. One Teretz Tosus is that you can only apply a principle of Esed El Chalos Esay when all parties are obligated in the Esay. If you have, for example, a case where the Avera involves two different parties, and one is obligated and one is not, there's no possibility of an Esed El Chalos Esay. Wow. And yet the Gemara Mefurish is willing to apply Esed El Chalos Esay to Yibum. Is that an indicator at all that according to Tosfos it's clear that women must be chayiv in Yibum? That's a lengthy din, Shuvas Rashba, Alef Yuches. Who's obligated in the mitzvah of Yibum? Whose chiyuv is it? L'hokim zer, l'hokiv ames. The Yavam, yes, but what is the role? What is the role of Yavama? That's a very important issue. The Ri Ibn Palat and the Tshuva Sarashpa, the Sefer Achinuch, the Rambam. It's a separate shir, but that's very relevant to Esed El Chalos Esay and in Esed El Chalos Esay v'Esay, because Tosfos writes, he thinks it's Dabar Poshut, that if you're not obligated in the Esay, you can't even begin to discuss Esed El Chalos Esay. And yet the Gemara does have Esed El Chalos Esay when it comes to the mitzvah of Yibum. Even though that if any Isser Bia is involved, she also is going to be a party to that Isser as well. So that requires additional marmakamos. So this is a fascinating deal. The possibilities of Chaletz Esinemes, let's say in the case of Aman of the Kohen Gadol, four different shitas. In Rishonim, in extreme, Chedush Iran, in Issa Drabanan, maybe an essay, Los Esay Vesay, the possibility. If the Torah says no, there is no Yibum, this Rav Eishasach is bimkoma omeid, in Issa Kares, no Tivisas Kedushin, and the Vlad is a mamzer.